أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا صدق الله العظيم. In the last ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala began to speak about Qiyamah, and again, very briefly, matter of two verses, Allah Ta'ala spoke about وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّ, that all of us will be put into rows, into sufuf, and we will be presented to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. How? The way we were born in this world, unclothed, barefooted, uncircumcised. Allah Ta'ala says, Furada, we all will be standing as individuals on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala continues and Allah says, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ, and the kitab, that is the book of deeds, will be placed, will be presented, will be given. فَتَرَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ, then you will see the mujrimeen, those who are guilty, those who are criminals, mushfiqeen, you will see them afraid. They will be overawed with what they would see in their books. Mimma fihi, regarding that which is in the book. Now in Surah Bani Israel, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it clear that the books will be given either in the right hand or the left hand. If the person's deeds were good, the right hand, otherwise the left hand. And there Allah Ta'ala says, Iqra' kitabak, read your kitab, kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. So when this is given to us, the book of deeds, a person will see for himself where he stands. In educational institutions, a person is given a report, and each person can read his own report, and he can see exactly how he had fared in that examination. We come to the conclusion then that this whole life is an examination, and the results of that examination will be all in that book, all covered, everything will be written. So wayaqulun, they will say, the mujrimeen will say, ya waylatana, destruction be upon us, ma li hadhal kitab, how is it that this kitab, this book of deeds, la yughadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan, it has not left out any minute detail, nor any major detail. To us, a deed, good or bad, may seem to be very minute, but there by Allah Ta'ala, it is recorded, and it will be there in the book of deeds. To us, sometimes we think something is small. In the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is a major deed. A person said some word that encouraged someone, we have forgotten, but there it was regarded as a great deed in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and it will have it, illa ahsaha, but it has covered it, but it has recorded it. In other words, every minute, every great deed, all of it are written by the two angels, which Allah Ta'ala describes as kiraman katibin. These angels write down everything, and then it will be presented. Allah knows everything, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala goes through this process, what the ulama call itmamul hujjah, that whatever the case be, it will be fulfilled. In other words, it will be completed. There wouldn't be the slightest doubt with regards to what the deeds of an individual was. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا, and they will find everything present. Whatever deeds, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى, good and bad, all the deeds will be written. Most of the commentators say here, they will see the reward of the deeds. Allama Shah Anwar Kashmiri rahimahumullah says, better than that explanation is, they will see the deeds in itself. Like we find very famous in the hadith, that a person that makes qurbani for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that animal will be there to take him over the sirat. So that is actually the deed. Then on the converse, we find a person whom Allah ta'ala has given wealth, didn't pay the zakat, it will be in the form of a serpent that will come around the neck and say to the person, ana maluk, ana kanzuk. So that is actually the deeds in itself that will be there, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make it tangible. A person will see it. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. All that we did will be present. Obviously, there will be one exception. Allah save us all, that sometimes we do wrong to people, we make zulm to people, we speak ill about people. Those good deeds, EFT, it will be transferred to those individuals, and that we will not see. That is why, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ إِنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ. Some people will stand up and they say, Allah, these were the good deeds I did, but I don't find them here. Allah will say, but you remember the wrong you did to others, and all of that has been transferred. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Rabb, will not make zulam, will not oppress anyone in the slightest bit. In other words, Allah will magnify, Allah ta'ala will grant more than what we have done, but when it comes to the other side of it, there will be no punishment more than the deed that was carried out. Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.